Welcome to the Marketing and Heart Podcast, a show for handmade sellers like yourself that's filled with tips and tricks to help you build a solid foundation for your business. I believe if you made it by hand, that you should market it with heart. Now let's get on with the show. Welcome back to the Marketing and Heart Podcast. Today, we're going to dive deep into one of the most common and exhausting limiting beliefs that handmade business owners and Etsy sellers struggle with. The belief that hard work alone guarantees success. You're probably familiar with this idea. Maybe you're hustling right now, pouring hours into your handmade business, working harder and harder, hoping that eventually it'll pay off. I know because I've been there too. I spent years believing that if I just worked harder, posted more, and put in the hours, success would follow. But here's the uncomfortable truth. Hard work alone won't get you there. Today, I want to share not only why that belief is holding you back, but also how focusing on the right work, the kind that brings real, lasting results, can transform your business. Let me share my story. For years, I was stuck in the cycle of social media hustle. I was doing everything I thought I should be doing, posting multiple times a day, engaging with followers, optimizing my hashtags, watching my likes, comments, and followers grow. On the surface, it looked like I was doing great. My engagement was up, my follower count was climbing, and people were leaving comments on almost everything I posted. But there was just one problem. Those vanity metrics didn't translate into sales. And that's where the real frustration kicked in. I was putting in all this work, chasing these numbers that didn't actually matter in the grand scheme of things. Sure, I had followers, I still do. But they weren't leaving Instagram to visit my website, let alone buy anything. The truth is, likes and comments are nice, but if they aren't turning into sales, they don't move your business forward. It's easy to get caught up in the numbers because they give you this false sense of accomplishment. But when you step back, you realize none of it matters if it's not leading to results. The constant grind of posting, commenting, and engaging started to wear on me. I was doing everything right, or at least I thought I was, and yet my sales weren't increasing in proportion to the work I was putting in. I hit a point where just thinking about social media would make me shudder. It reminded me of the endless hustle, the burnout, the feeling that no matter how hard I worked, it was never enough. I was more burnt out than I had ever been in my entire life. I was stuck on this hamster wheel of effort with no real progress to show for it. That's when I knew I had to change. I couldn't keep doing the same things and expect different results. Here's the reality. Vanity metrics won't build your business. Likes, comments, followers, they're all surface-level indicators. They make you feel like you're doing something right, but if those numbers don't translate into people visiting your website and buying your products, they're meaningless. Now, there is one caveat to this. If you can use social media to get people onto your email list, that's a different story. Because here's what I've learned. If someone gets on your email list and they stick around, they're going to buy from you eventually. Email is where real relationships are built, and it's a platform where you have control over your communication with your audience, unlike social media, where algorithms decide what gets seen. So while I don't recommend using social media for the hustle, I do see its value in one specific way. Use it to grow your email list. Once they're on your list, you can nurture that relationship and turn them into loyal customers over time. After years of hustling on social media, I realized something had to change. The constant grind wasn't sustainable, and I was tired of chasing vanity metrics that weren't leading to the results I wanted. That's when I found a better way, blogging and Pinterest. Instead of relying on platforms that demanded constant attention and left me burnt out, I shifted my focus to creating evergreen content. Blogging allowed me to create posts that drove traffic over the long term, not just for a day or two like social media. In Pinterest, it's a visual search engine that acts like Etsy SEO, but with a much longer shelf life. Pinterest pins can drive traffic for months, even years after they're posted. That's the kind of long-term strategy that actually works without burning you out. So here's the truth. Hard work alone isn't going to get you there. You can hustle all day, every day, but if your energy is going into the wrong things, like chasing likes and followers, it's not going to move the needle in your business. What actually brings success is working smarter, not harder. That means focusing on the strategies that lead to sustainable growth and long-term results. Blogging and Pinterest, paired with building an email list, allow you to create traffic sources that keep working for you long after you've put in the initial effort. This shift from hustle to strategy is what freed me from burnout, and it's what can free you as well. Instead of relying on the short-term gratification of social media likes, you can focus on building something that actually lasts. I want you to ask yourself this. Are the things you're focusing on in your business really driving results? If you're spending hours posting on social media, chasing likes and comments, and feeling frustrated because it's not turning into sales, it's time to step back and rethink your strategy. Likes and followers don't equal success. Sales do. And the best way to get those sales is by focusing on the right things: building an email list, creating evergreen content, and driving traffic that works for you, not against you. The key to success isn't about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about focusing on what matters most for your business and letting go of the things that don't. If you're ready to shift from hustle to strategy and start focusing on what really matters, I've got something that can help you. You can go over to marketingandheart.com and check out my free trainings, where I can show you how to shift from chasing vanity metrics to building a sustainable business that drives traffic and sales for the long term. So hard work is important, but without the right strategy, it's not going to get you to where you want to go. It's time to stop chasing likes and start focusing on building something sustainable. Success doesn't come from how many hours you work. It comes from working on the right things. And if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone else who might be feeling stuck in the hustle. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more episodes on how to grow your hand. Thank you so much for listening. If you're looking for more ways to grow your handmade biz, why not head over to my website at www.marketingandheart.com? See you there.